According to recent news reports, U.S. satellite photos show trucks at the Yongbyon nuclear facility, where about 8,000 spent fuel rods have been stored during the past decade. If North Korea is removing those rods, that could mean it's getting ready to reprocess the fuel to make weapons-grade plutonium. In 1994, North Korea agreed to shut down its facility at Yongbyon and stop its nuclear weapons program in exchange for U.S., South Korean, and Japanese help in building less controversial nuclear energy plants. Last October, the United States said North Korea has nevertheless continued a secret uranium enrichment program. Then Pyongyang expelled international weapons inspectors from Yongbyon, withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and threatened to resume building nuclear weapons. Northeast Asia specialist Joel Witt says the U.S. government knows how much bomb-making material is at Yongbyon and how long it would take to reprocess the fuel rods.
We know a great deal, and that's because for a couple of years we were helping the North Koreans store these fuel rods. There were American technicians on the ground at their nuclear facility working together with the North Koreans in storing these rods, and I visited that facility a couple of times as a State Department official.
Mr. Witt, now a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, says within a month, North Korea could start up the plant that separates the plutonium from the waste products in the fuel rods.
And it can churn out enough material, probably for one additional bomb per month over the next 6 months. It doesn't have to wait until the end of the 6 months to remove the plutonium from the facility. It can remove about a bomb's worth every month, so it'll be a very steady process.
Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage told a Senate committee Tuesday North Korea could have enough fissile material within a few months to make 4 to 6 nuclear weapons. He said the administration's greatest fear is that economically troubled North Korea would try to sell the nuclear weapons material to rogue states or terrorists. Korea specialist Gordon Flake says Mr. Armitage's comments, as well as statements by other U.S. officials, indicate the administration believes North Korea already has nuclear weapons.
I'm actually convinced that there has been somewhat of a consensus shift within the administration towards the conclusion that North Korea already is nuclear, that North Korea already has nuclear weapons. And so it's not so much a matter of trying to prevent North Korea from acquiring these, but preventing them from producing more and from getting sufficient extra fissile material that they might feel comfortable in exporting it rather than keeping it for their own defense.
Mr. Flake, executive director of the Mansfield Center for Pacific Affairs in Washington, says the situation has moved beyond North Korea trying to get Washington to the negotiating table and wanting to be treated as an equal. He says North Korea's actions are now motivated by fear.
If you're North Korea and you've heard over the last year President Bush brand you a member of the Axis of Evil, President Bush say he loathes you, that he has no heart for you, and call Kim Jong-il a pygmy. You hear this new doctrine of American preemptive strikes, and you see this pace of events being Iraq first, then North Korea. They are clearly paranoid, and they are clearly feeling under the gun.
Mr. Flake says North Korea is trying to quickly build up what he calls a porcupine defense.
To make themselves so prickly and difficult to deal with that they can preempt a U.S. preemptive strike, if you will. We may think that prospect is laughable from Washington, but from the North Korean perspective, it's very frightening.
Joel Witt says North Korea wants to defend itself, but it may also seek international respect. Therefore, he says, Pyongyang may not yet have decided to put its nuclear program into full operation.
The North Koreans may not have decided themselves yet what their final steps will be. They may be constantly taking the temperature of the international community while they move forward with these preparations to restart their program. And at some point soon, they may reach a point where they have to make a final decision.
And Mr. Witt says North Korea will do whatever it thinks best serves its security interests and ensures the survival of the Pyongyang regime. Stephanie Mann, VOA News, Washington.